الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على دين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما مزيدا. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، فهيا الله الإخوة، الله سبحانه وتعالى bless you my dear beloved إخوة وأخوات، حياكم الله. And إن شاء الله تعالى we will continue with شرح الورقات. After completing the first part of the Ahkam al-Wad'iyya, which are those signposts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed, and al-Shari' Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed to signify whether an action should have its full effects and its implementation, whether it's correct or whether it is invalid, yani whether it's valid or whether it is invalid. And we completed the first part of this hukm or ahkam al-wad'iyya with a sahih, definition of a sahih, which is valid, and a few points pertaining to that issue. Now we go to the second type of, for the second category from the ahkam al-wad'iyya, and that is as-sadis, kama qala al-juwayni rahmullah, al-batilu aw al-fasid. Invalid or corrupted. Invalid or corrupted. And he said, Rahimullah, ta'ifuhu min haythu wasfuhu bil fasadi aw al butlan fil ibadat ma la yu'taddu bihi shar'an kas-salati li ghayri al-qibla aw bi ghayri taharatin ila akhir fa innaha batilatun aw fasida bi ma'na 'adam al-i'tibar al-shar'i لها لنقصان بعض شروطها المطلوبة شرعا وعليه فلا يخرج فاعلها عن العهدة حتى يؤديها أو يؤديها على الوجه الصحيح الشرعي وفي المعاملات ما لا يعتد به شرعا ولا يتعلق به النفوذ كبيع الميتة والخنزير. He says رحمه الله تعالى explaining al-ba'atil wal-fasid. Al-ba'atilu wal-fasid. He said, ta'rifuhu min haythu wasfuhu bil-fasadi aw-butlan. So this definition, as it relates to its description, is corruption or it being invalid. Or it being invalid. It has no validity. It has no validity. Na'am. And then he says, fil-ibadat, in the affairs of worship, that which it entails, yani al-fasid and al-batil, is ma la yu'taddu bihi shar'an, that which the legislation does not hold to be accepted, that which is not accepted legislatively, like as-salah li ghayri qibla, like praying to other in the direction of the qibla, or praying without being in a state of ablution. For verily this is called batila, yani this salah is batila or fasida or corrupted, is invalid or corrupted. But the general meaning of this and the result of this is that the legislation does not consider it, it is not considered and accepted because of its negligence in regarding some of its conditions that are requested, some of the conditions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid down for that affair of ibadah, it has not been fulfilled. For therefore it is not accepted. Adam i'tibar, غير معتبر. It is not accepted, it's not considered. So with that, فلا يخرج فاعلها عن العهدة حتى يؤديها على وجه الصحيح الشرعي. So therefore the person who did it, the obligation has not been lifted from him. That which is upon him or upon her has not been lifted until he or she does that act of ibadah, the act of worship, ala wajhi sahih al-shar'i. He does wajhi according to how it's supposed to be done in the legislation. It is not, that person has not fulfilled his rights or the rights upon him, or her rights upon her, or the obligations upon him, or the obligations upon her, until they fulfill and implement that act according to how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated it to be so. And then he mentions wafil mu'amalat, and as it relates to interactions between individuals. And when we say mu'amalat, we mean issues of a nikah, which is marriage, the issues of bay' wa shira, buying and selling, and so forth. Al-sharikat, al-qard, borrowing money, and so forth. Al-ijar, renting. These affairs are from the mu'amalat. And al-fasid, al-batil, or al-batil, al-fasid, corrupted or invalid, regarding these affairs of mu'amalat, ما لا يعتد به شرعا. This is what those affairs in which the legislation do not accept it and do not consider it. ولا يتعلق بالنفوذ. And then it does not has anything to, the, it's not being, it's not to be implemented. Or its implementation is ineffective. Its implementation is ineffective legislatively. كبيع الميتة والخنزير. The selling of meat where blood still resides in the body, where it has not been slaughtered in according to the legislation, where the blood has been drained out, and it's just an animal, for example, that has been found dead in the street without being slaughtered accordingly, then that meat is not, is batil if it's sold, or the individual tries to sell it, it is batil because it does not fulfill the conditions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated as it relates to spying and selling. Well, khinzir, and he mentions the example of a khinzir, which is the selling of pork, pig, and that business or that interaction, business interaction is invalid, corrupted, due to it not be fulfilling the conditions of buying and selling, and that is that the khinzir is min bab al khabith, bay al khabith. That khinzir is from salamukum Allah, from the selling of something that is impure, something that is haram, and this is not permissible. So the business regarding selling of pigs and pork and so forth is a business interaction that is al fasid, or that is fasida or batil. Why? Corrupted or invalid. Why? Because it doesn't fulfill the shuruf. لا يعتد به الشارع ما لا يعتد به شرعا ولا يتعلق بالنفوذ. نعم. So this is the general gist of what Juwayni rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions pertaining to this hukm al-wad'i of salamukum Allah, al-fasid or al-batil, which is corrupted or invalid. Corrupted or invalid. Regarding this affair, my dear beloved ikhwa wa akhawat, we're going to deal with a few issues. We're going to deal with a few issues and points. The first point we're going to deal with is a ta'rif al-fasid, the definition of al-fasid. The definition of an affair that's corrupted, blemished. And al-fasid huwa diddu sahih. Al-fasid, as al-alama Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, he says al-fasid هو ضد الصحيح. It is the opposite of something that is correct and pure. And again, that's going back to last week's lesson, or 2 weeks ago. And that is ما فيه وصف يمنع صحته. ما فيه وصف يمنع صحته. And that is something which has a description or attribute of that prevents it being valid. يعني that thing that has a characteristic that prevents it from being valid and pure. Valid and pure. And also some of the ulama have defined al-fasid and said al-fasid fi al-lagha al-dhahibu dhaya'an wa khusra. Al-dhahibu dhaya'an wa khusra. And that is an affair which is devoid, and that affair which is devoid and which is lost, failed. That affair which is devoid, and that affair which is spoiled. That affair which is spoiled from its original state. From its original state. And the sharh of this ta'rif is فَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ لَا يُسْتَفَادُ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ يُسَمَّ فِي اللُّغَةِ فَاسِدًا فَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ لَا يُسْتَفَادُ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ يُسَمَّ فِي اللُّغَةِ فَاسِدًا. So that is anything that you cannot benefit from. It's spoiled. It's useless. Anything that you cannot benefit from, then in the Arabic language, it's called fasida. It's called corrupted, blemished, soiled. So the example of this is, for example, وَلَوْ تَغَيَّرَ طَعْمَ التَّمَرْ قِيلَ هَذَا تَمْرٌ فَاسِدٌ. If you have dates and the taste of the date has changed from its original state to a taste that's obviously not the taste of dates and so forth, then this you can say the tamar is fasid. That this date is fasid. لأنه ضاع وخسره الإنسان. It's wasted. It's something which is not in its natural pure state. It's not in its natural pure state. And likewise, egg. When an egg has become rotten, we say هي بيضة فاسدة. That this is an egg that is فاسدة. It is spoiled. It is rotten. This is the meaning of al-fasid in the Arabic language. This is the meaning of al-fasid in the Arabic language. Now the ulama, they mention these ta'rifat al-lughawiyya, these definitions, linguistic definitions, because the meaning of the ta'rif al-lughawiyya, لَأَنَّ الْحَقِيقَ الَّتِي يُرْجَعْ إِلَيْهَا. It's a haqiqa. It's a reality in which one will go back to its meaning. Yani, and its meaning when نُعَرِّفُ الشَّيْءِ أَوْ شَيْءَ istilahan. When we define something according to the Quran and the Sunnah, the linguistic meaning we always go back to. There's a link there. And as it's clear here, the linguistic meaning here, we can use many buzzwords to define al-fasid linguistically, and that is it's wasted, rotten, soiled, blemished, useless, and so forth. Worthless, has no qima, la yustafadu minhu, it cannot be benefited from. All of these linguistic buzzwords are to be used when we're dealing with the affair of al-fasid lughatan. Al-fasid lughatan. Point number two, the definition of al-fasid istilahan. The definition of al-fasid, number two, the definition of al-batil. The definition of al-batil fil lugha. The definition of al-batil fil lugha. The definition of al-batil, which is invalid linguistically, is a da'i. Something that is wasteless or wasted, useless again. Wa abatha, has no purpose. وَمَا لَا خَيْرَ فِيهِ, that which there is no good in it. It is in opposition to the haqq. It's in opposition to something that is the truth. كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى ذَلَكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الْحَقِّ وَأَنَّ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ هُوَ الْبَاطِلِ. And that is because the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Hajj, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, and that is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala huwa al-haq, that Allah is the truth. Yani Allah is the one that deserves to be worshipped in reality. He is the haq, He is the truth. That's the reality. وَأَنَّمَا يَدْعُونَ وَأَنَّمَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ هُوَ الْبَاطِلِ. And that which they call and attribute ibadah to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is false. It's invalid. So here, al-batil, linguistically in the shara, in the tongues of the Arab, is وَمَا لَا خَيْرَ فِيهِ. وَمَا لَا خَيْرَ فِيهِ, that which there is no good in it. It has no validity. It has no validity, and it's waste of time. وَعَبَثَ, it's a waste of time. All of these buzzwords for al-batil can be applied in understanding it istilahan. And that is but the buzzwords such as for al-batil, there is no good in it. Abathan, it's a waste of time. Al-humajar. Now, point number three is the definition of al-fasid istilahan. The definition of al-fasid istilahan. The definition of al-fasid, yani something that is corrupted according to the shara, according to the legislation. And that is istilahan ma la yatarattabu atharu fi'lihi alayhi. Ma la yatarattabu atharu fi'lihi alayhi. And that is that thing in which that action that is done where it has no meaning to it. Nothing can be resulting from it, or there is no effective result from it. It's that thing which it has no meaning to it, and it doesn't have an effective result after it. مَا لَا يَتَرَتَّبُ أَثَارُ فِعْلِهِ عَلَيْهِ. Yani that which should happen because one has done that action is not occurring here, is ineffective. It is ineffective. That act which has no meaning, wasted, and it has no effect, is ineffective. It's ineffective. It's ineffective. هذا هو معنى سلامكم الله الفاسد اشتلاحا. An example of this, ومثال هذا, إذا صليت الصلاة ترتبت أثار فعل عليها إذا كانت صحيحة. When one prays or does the salah, he prays. ترتبت أثار فعله أو الفعل عليها إذا كانت صحيحة. That which results from that action is fulfilled and is effective if that prayer is correct. If that prayer is correct. So it's one of the things that would occur in that instance is that the individual's obligation is lifted. The individual's obligation, that which is obligatory, wajib alayhi, fatabarra biha al-dhimma, in kanat fardan, wa yasqut or yusqat biha al-talab, in kanat ghayr fardin. That is that which is upon him or upon her is lifted. As if lifted. This is if it's sahih. But if it's not sahih, if it's fasid, it is not lifted. Why? لَا يَتَرَتَّبُ أَثَارُ فِعْلِهِ عَلَيْهِ. There's no result emanating from that action. It's ineffective. That action is ineffective. That salah that the individual has prayed is ineffective because it is al-fasid. It is fasida. It is wasted. It is wasted. And also, this applies to that which is just mentioned is pertaining to al-wajibat, those things that are obligatory. This issue of al-fasid also applies, salamukumullah, to المستحبات, those acts that are preferred, يعني يسقط بها الطلب, that the request or the command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed upon that preferred deed, that preferred action, okay, if it's sahih, then that request has been fulfilled. But if it's fasid, that act is fasid, then it hasn't been fulfilled. And an example of this, barakallahu feekum, is a shakhs alladhi yurid an yusalli nafla, individual, he wants to pray a non-obligatory salah, arba raka'at or raka'atain, two raka'atain, two raka'at, for example, the sunnah of after Salatul Maghrib, or the arba after Salatul Dhuhr. He wants to pray that, but he prays it ala ghayr al-wudu. He salliha ala ghayr al-wudu. He prays, but he does not pray in a state of ablution. This is a act of istihbab. It's preferred to do the salawat. So that salah is fasida because it did not fulfill the condition of being in a state of ablution, which is from the conditions of salah. طيب. So إذن على قول. فإذن يا إخوة الكرام, the definition of الفاسد is ما لا يترتب أثار فعله عليه, and that is that act or that thing that an individual has done where it's ineffective in fulfilling that which should result from that action. Whether it is that his obligation has been lifted from him or lifted from her, so they're not in debt, ibadatan, regarding to any worship, or it doesn't fulfill a command which, or a request which is a request which signifies istihbab, that is mustahab, that is masnoon, that it is preferred, so there's extra reward. He doesn't fulfill that, so it's fasid. أرجو أن تكون ويكون هذا واضحا عند الإخوة. I hope this is clear. بارك الله فيكم. Point number four, we've kind of mentioned point number four, بارك الله فيكم, in the definition, but this is the statement of Sheikh Imam al-Haramain al-Jawaini rahimullah, and that is example fil ibadat, and that is al-fasid or al-batil in the affairs of ibadah, in affairs of worship, and that is, as we mentioned previously, where ma la yu'tadu bihi shar'an, that which is not accepted in the legislation. And he brings the example of this, as-salah li ghayri qibla, and that is praying to other than the direction of Mecca, to the Qibla. And as we know, the individual that falls into this, this is al-fasid, salatu ila ghayri qibla fas, or batila rather. Why? Lifawati shart. It's invalid because they have not fulfilled a condition from the conditions of salah. And obviously we mentioned another condition of salah, and that is at-tahara, and that is being in a state of ablution. If the individual doesn't fulfill this, then this is batil. This is batil or fasid. This is batil or fasid. Naam. And that is that the legislation Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani لا يعتبر عدم اعتبار, يعني لا يعتبر الشارع لهذه العبادة. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the legislator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not consider this to be a valid worship. It's not accepted. It's not accepted. And then he brings, barakallahu fikum, point number, we'll take this to point number five, and that is fil mu'amalat. And that is that al-fasid can occur, or al-batil can occur, in the affairs of mu'amalat, yani the affairs of interactive type of acts between individuals, the mu'amalat. And this is al-fasid in this respect, is that ma la yu'tadu bihi shar'an. Again, it's not accepted by the legislation. And then the Shaykh, he brings an example of this like selling the meat that is just found dead, not being slaughtered according to the shara', or it has salamukumullah blood remaining in it, and it hasn't been slaughtered, it's just the individual found this flesh or this meat dead in the streets and sells this meat to the butchers. This transaction is invalid. And also al-khinzir, this transaction selling pork is invalid because khinzir is haram. In Allah haram al-bay al-khamri wal-maytata wal-khinzira wal-asna', where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu an, that the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that verily Allah has made the selling of alcohol and maita and the pig and idols as haram, yani invalid. This is invalid. But regarding this affair that Juwayni mentions, rahimullah, al-maita, that dead meat, or something, that meat that is dead, or animal that is dead, there are some exceptions. There are some exceptions. And that is the fish, for example. And that is fish. يَجُوزُ بَيْعُهُ مَيْتَ, salmon, cod, trout, these types of fish, if it's found dead, it is permissible to sell that fish if it's found dead without being slaughtered, because fish is an exemption, is exempted. Of course, the condition also has to be that that fish is yours, that it's your property. And if that fish is your property, then the bay is halal, the bay is sahih, that interaction, that selling is correct. But if that fish, for example, is not yours to sell, it's not in your possession, it's not yours, then this is batil. This is invalid, because from the conditions of buying and selling is that the product has to be the mulk of the ba'i, has to be the possession of the one that is selling. And regarding this affair, we're going to mention another example, hatta نوضح إن شاء الله المسألة, to make the affair clearer بإذن رب العرش العظيم. And that is the issue of البيع المجهول, بيع المجهول. And this is من الأقود, these are from those contracts and so forth, معاملات, بيع المجهول. And that is selling something that is unknown, selling something that is unknown. And the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يقول في حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه نهى عن بيع الغرر, نهى عن بيع الغرر. And that is the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said in this hadith in Sahih, this authentic narration which is in Sahih Muslim, that the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said he prohibited a deceptive transaction. He prohibited a deceptive transaction. Yani it's invalid. It is invalid. طيب. وما هي سورة المسألة regarding the بيع المجهول? What is the true picture regarding transaction for an affair or a product which is unknown? And that is the example that the ulama they use, is a شخص يقول أنا عندي شاء في البيت لبنوها كثير. أنا عندي شاة في البيت لبنوها كثير. And that is that an individual, he says to another person, he says, I have sheep at home, and its milk, it has a lot of milk. It has a lot of milk. This is an example of بيع المجهول. This is an example of selling the unknown, selling something that is not known. We don't know. We can't see the milk. It's in the it's still in the sheep. We don't know the size of the milk. We don't know what the taste. We don't know the amount. You've just said it's kathir, and you said it's a lot, and a lot is relative. a lot to Zayd might not be a lot to Amr. A lot to Abd Rahman may not be a lot to Abdullah. So therefore there is obscurity in this transaction. And if the individual says to him, Bikam tabi'aha, how much are you going to sell it for? And an individual said, Bikhams mi'a sterlin or riyal. He says, I'll sell it to you for 500 riyals or 500 pounds, so to speak. And the individual says, Khalas, qabilt, I accept. So they do the interaction. The guy has not seen the sheep. He hasn't seen the milk. He hasn't seen how much milk that the sheep has and so forth. So this bay is fasid, batil. This interaction, this business interaction is invalid. Why? Because it doesn't fulfill the condition of ilm, this condition of having knowledge of that which you're buying. Having knowledge of that which you're buying. Naam. And this is gharar. And this is deception and harm that can go to either the one that is selling. Ad-darar ya'udu imma an ya'uda ila al-ba'i aw al-mushtari. Either harm will be reflected on the one that is selling or the one that is buying. How? Maybe the price is less than what it should be. So therefore the one that is buying is being harmed in that regard. Or maybe the price is, salamukumullah, too high, or the sheep is dead, or the sheep is ill, or the sheep is sick, has some disease, or what have you. And then the one that buys it is harmed. And this shows you the beauty of Al-Islam. The beauty of the deen of Al-Islam in protecting the wealth of individuals. And that is from the Dururiyat Al-Khamsa. These are from the five necessities that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has legislated his legislation. And as we know, the five, the first being from the deen, hifz al-deen, to preserve the religion of man. Hifz al-nafs, to preserve the life and soul and self of an individual. Al-aql, to preserve the intellect of an individual. Wal-mal, to preserve the wealth of the individual. So Allah has put signposts in order to show and signify those things that are batil, those things that are sahih, and those things that are batil, and fasid. Those things that are correct in business, and those things that are invalid, such as this affair here, which is buying the unknown. Another example of this is an individual. He says, يا أخي الكريم عندي سيارة سلامكم الله BMW. I have a BMW, whatever series that I'm selling, and it's in Europe. It's in Europe. في أوروبا. جميلة هي قوية عملية. It's a beautiful car. It's a car which has longevity, and it will stay with you. Hamra, it's red, diesel. Abi'aha, I'll sell it for 20,000 sterling. I'll sell it for 20,000 pounds. The individual says, Khalas, Abgha, Uridaha. اشتريها منك. I buy it from you. And the individual says, okay, خلاص. So they exchange money and so forth. My question to you, يا إخوتي الكرام, is this business transaction صحيح or is it باطل فاسد? I am almost sure, بإذن الله تعالى, that my dear beloved will say it is false, invalid, it is batil, it is invalid. And the reason why it's invalid is because it's bay al-majhul. It is bay al-majhul. It is a business interaction which is unknown. So the individual doesn't know the state of the car. It could be a car with dents. It could be a car where there's some type of deficiencies internally in the exterior, in the interior, whatever. The one that is selling or buying, rather, he doesn't have the knowledge. So there's darar. There's going to be some harm, ya'ud al-mushtari. So the one that is buying could be harmed and oppressed. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this signpost to show that this interaction, this business interaction is fasid. This business interaction is fasid. And another example is bay al-hasa, is a bay al-hasa. And that's the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, naha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and bay al-hasa. And that is, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited the selling of the business transaction where the stone plays the measuring stick for how much the individual will pay. The su'al that might come is ma suratul mas'ala, what is the angle of this? And that is the example of this, is of an individual. He says they have a mobile phone. They have a mobile phone. And one aspect of this is the individual says, okay, let's throw stones. If my stone is further than your stone, then you have to buy this. Or if my stone reaches there, then you have to buy it for this price. So they've put conditions in the transaction based upon stone throwing and how far stowing. Yani, they do not know how far the stone is going to throw go, but if my stone is further than yours, then you have to buy it. And this is la yajuz. This is fasid because it's a condition that is added into selling, or it's a condition that's added into the business transaction, a condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not legislate. A condition that Allah did not legislate. And in it is harm, because again, the individual is forced to buy something he probably doesn't want to buy. He is forced to buy something that he does not or may not want to buy, and he does not have the ikhtiyar. He does not have that choice, which is paramount as it relates to business transaction. So therefore, Allah has put signposts to signify that this business interaction is fasid or batil. Now, point number 6, and final point that we're going to do today, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, and this is the point that Shaykh al-Alama Muhammad ibn Salih has alluded to in various works of his. And that is pertaining to the statement of al-Juwayni rahimullah. In the beginning, heading, he says, al-batilu aw al-fasid. He said, al-batil or fasid. That is invalid or blemished, corrupted. What is the farq between al-batil or al-fasid? What is the difference between al-batil and al-fasid? Without going into the issues of khilaf, there is difference of opinion between ahl al-ilm pertaining to this. But the correct opinion is that they are the same. Al-batil and al-fasid is the same. هذا هو الصحيح. هذا هو الصحيح. That is the authentic and that is the correct opinion, that al-batil and al-fasid are synonyms, so to speak, are the same. إلا في موضعين. Except in two instances. Except in two instances. And that is the instance of al-ihram. For example, the one that is doing hajj and they're in ihram. And the second instance is fin nikah, and that is during a marriage certificate or and the event of nikah. Here in these two affairs, one being ibadah, ihram, and the other one being mu'amala, and nikah, one being worship, like ihram for the worship of hajj, performing hajj, and the second being the min qism al-mu'amalat, and that is from that in those interactions, such as a nikah. Al-fasid and al-batil have two different meanings. Al-fasid and al-batil have two different meanings. So let's start with the first, and that is al-ihram. They are different in meaning. Al-fasid, the ulama, the farraqu baynahuma, they divide, or they show that there's a difference between the two in ihram. And that is, for example, al-fasid fil ihram is the individual, for example, he falls into sexual relations with his family during a state of ihram. Then is, you can say that in this case, this is fasid, that his ihram is fasid, or that action or his hajj is fasid. So he's lost the ihram, it's fasid, it's blemished. It is blemished. Naam. And that is an example. A rajul kana muhriman bil hajj waqifan bi arafa. And the second example is of al batil. The first example we mentioned rather was al fasid. Now it's al batil. And that is that an individual, he's in Arafah, he's doing Hajj, and he's standing in Arafah. ثُمَّ ارْتَدَّ عَنِ الْإِسْلَامِ فِي Arafah. And he apostates, may Allah protect us all, he apostates in the state when he's in Arafah. He apostates, and he excommunicates himself from al-Islam, falls, يُسَبُّ اللَّهِ or يُسَبُّ الرَّسُولِ, he curses Allah or curses the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is from the affairs that nullifies one's Islam. His Hajj is now batil. His Hajj is now batil. Even if he says astaghfirullah, Allahumma inni ashhaduka bi anni raji' ila dinik وَاسْتَمَّرَ فِي حَجِّهِ فَلَا يُجْزِهِ لِأَنَ الْحَجْ بَاطِلٌ. His Hajj is batil now, even if he makes tawbah. He is not an ihram. He has to go back to the miqat. His Hajj is batil, invalid. But as for the... And he has to do ihram min jadid, and that he has to start from scratch, which means he has to go and do Hajj the next year. And that shows that it's batil. As for al-fasid, as we mentioned, is the individual who, مثلاً, بات في المزدلفة, he spends the night in Muzdalifa, and this is fasid, ikhwa, he spends the night in Muzdalifa with his family, and he has sexual relations with his family in Muzdalifa, then his Hajj is fasid. He continues with his Hajj, يَتُوف وَيَسْعَى وَيَحْلُق وَيَقَصِّر وَيَنْسْلَوْتَرْ. All of his actions in Hajj continues. But his Hajj is fasid in that upon him is a penalty. Upon him is a penalty. Naam. As for batil, where the individual who apostated, there's no penalty will help him in this one. It's totally invalid because he has left the fold of Islam, and he has to go back to the miqat after repenting from that affair of ridda, and he has to start his hajj min jadid. So here we can say that in this example, that batil is ashad min al-fasid. That something that is invalid is more severe than something that is blemished. So the individual here, his hajj is blemished when he has sexual relations with his family, when he's supposed to be in ihram. His hajj, he can continue all the affairs of hajj. He can continue all the affairs of hajj. But upon him is a penalty. But upon him is a penalty. The second example that the ulama used to show the difference between al-fasid and al-batil, now in mu'amalat, is the affair of nikah, the affair of marriage. The ulama, they say that al-nikah al-ladhi ikhtalafa fihi al-ulama, na'am, that the ma'ikhtalafa fihi al-ulama, that the affairs of nikah in which the ulama, they differed in whether it is valid or invalid, this is fasid. So that, for example, the affair of nikah bila wali, the affair of nikah bila wali, and that is having a marriage procession without the guardian of the sister or the bride. This is an affair which the ulama differed in, even though the correct opinion, bila shakka wala raib, is that it is invalid. That it is not, it does not stand, rather. And this is the opinion of akthar ulama from the hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la nikah bidun wali, that there is no nikah without the wali. The ulama differed regarding the authenticity of this hadith. But al-muhim, the issue here is that the ulama, they differed in this affair. And because they differed in this affair, ya ikhwati al-kiram wa akhawat, they differed in this affair, so therefore, the one that holds it not to be upright, it's called al-fas, nikah al-fasid, because there are differences in opinion in this affair. So, the affair of nikah, where there is difference of opinion in validity or invalidity, this is called al-fasid for the one that holds it to be invalid. It's not batil, it's considered fasid. Why? Because there is ikhtilaf bayna ahl al-ilm. There is ikhtilaf bayna ahl al-ilm. And the example we brought about wali is the correct opinion, salamukum Allah, is that it is invalid without a wali. And that is bila shak wala rayb, wa hadha ma yadullu wa tadullu alayhi al-adilla. The proofs and evidences are leading to the fact that without a wali, that the nikah is invalid. أَمَّا الْبَاطِلُ فِي النِّكَاحِ النِّكَاحُ الْبَاطِلُ. As for the nikah that is batil, هو الذي اتفق العلماء على فساده. This is the affair in nikah which the ulama have a consensus and have agreed upon its invalidity. يعني لاحظوا يا إخوتي الكرام وأخوات. The fasid is the one where there's difference of opinion between ulama. The al-batil is where there is ijma', there is a consensus, ittafaq al-ulama' ala fasadihi. And we'll deal with ijma', inshallah, consensus, later on in al-waraqat. Naam. So therefore, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So therefore, the example of this is, for example, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited al-nikah al-mu'taddah. Milghair. And that is the woman who is in her mourning period, or the woman that is in she's divorced, and that resting period after her divorce, thalathatu qurur, if a nikah occurs in the time of iddah, this nikah is batil, it's invalid. The love batil is used for this affair because it is an affair where it's invalid. Its invalidity is a consensus amongst ittifaq amongst the people of ilm, al-ulama. And that is the nikah where the woman is in a iddah period. And he marries her during that period. The period that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given as a prohibited period of nikah for her, the person violates that, marries her in that period, that nikah is invalid. There's no need for divorce, it's invalid. It's not valid in the first place. Allah has put a signpost there to show that it's al-batil, and it's ijma' upon the ulama regarding that, so then it's al-batil. Whereas the first one is fasid because there's ikhtilaf. Another example of al-batil fi nikah, something that is batil in nikah, is nikah al-ukht min al-rida'a. Nikah al-ukhti min al-rida'a. And that is a man that marries his suckling, his sister from, the word we can use from, from suckling, yani, the sister, not from blood, but due to them sharing the same suckling mother. And this, barakallahu feek, marrying this sister is batil. The nikah is batil. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah An-Nisa, وَأَخَوَاتُكُمْ مِنَ الرِّضَاعَ وَأَخَوَاتُكُمْ مِنَ الرَّضَاعَ. Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and your sisters, yani, are prohibited for you to marry them from those that are from the rida'a, from those that share suckling mother and so forth. He subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited that. He said it's prohibited to marry this woman. So therefore it is batil, and there is no khilaf between Ahlul Ilm regarding this affair. So therefore the love that is used in the books of fiqh is that the nikah is batil. So here in these two instances, the instance of Hajj and the second instance of a nikah, al-fasid and al-batil are different in their meanings and are used differently. But as for in general, al-batil and al-fasid are the same, except for these two mawdu'aini that we mentioned, these two situations that we mentioned in ibadah, yani nikah, hajj, and the situation of al-nikah for mu'amalat. Batil and fasid in these two affairs are used differently. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us fiqh fi deen. As verily the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Man yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihu fi deen. That the one that Allah wants good for, gives him fiqh and understanding the religion. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to increase us in fiqh and to improve us in our ilm and to make us do this for his sake and act upon it. Ameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammadin وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين.